Bill O'Reilly, Thursday, May 27th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Questions grow over the origin of COVID. Violent crime in the New York subway system doubles in just a week. A new survey shows most children now experience eco-anxiety. Polling reveals just how rare conservative instructors are at Harvard. U.S. households throw away food in record amounts. Also ahead, Joe Biden, tough guy, or Joe Biden, anti-police? But first, President Biden asking the intelligence community to gather information that could bring us closer to a definitive conclusion on the origins of COVID in China. The president saying there are now two likely scenarios. The virus originated in bats and spread to humans naturally, or infected lab workers in Wuhan, China, spread it. And I think the evidence leans toward the latter. The NYPD confirming 26 felony assaults in New York City subways in the last 7 days, up from 13 the previous week. Leaders in Albany, New York, now allocating an additional $2.2 million to hire private security to patrol the subways. Recent attacks include a 21-year-old woman shoved onto the train tracks. New York City has become a very dangerous place. New survey from Reuters showing many children now experience eco-anxiety on a daily basis. The poll says 80% of people between the ages of 8 and 16 say climate change causes extreme frustration and depression. Some are even considering suicide, according to Reuters. Do I believe this poll from a left-wing news outlet? No, I do not. Another poll conducted by the Harvard Student Newspaper says just 3% of faculty members identify as conservative. 80% say they're either liberal or very liberal. Now, do I believe that poll, having attended Harvard? Yes, I do. Researchers at Penn State say the average American household now throws 33% of its groceries in the garbage. Study says the biggest factor behind the waste is a healthy diet. Americans struggling to watch their weight often toss excess food in the trash. In a moment, Law and Order Joe Biden is no more. Right back.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Biden is set to sign the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act if it passes the Senate. So what exactly is that? Here's a quote. The bill enhances existing enforcement mechanisms to remedy violations by law enforcement. Among other things, it does the following. Lowers the criminal intent standards from willful to knowing or reckless to convict a law enforcement officer of misconduct. And limits qualified immunity in a private civil action against a law enforcement officer. That means any criminal could sue the police officer who arrests him or her in civil court. Of course, police officers and their unions could never afford to pay lawyers to defend them. So, who would want to be a cop under that law? The answer is very few people, unless you're a millionaire, because you'd be in court constantly defending yourself and paying lawyers. Do we all understand? So if the George Floyd bill passes, the American criminal justice system will collapse. Now, here's the key question. Does Joe Biden even know that? Can he grasp what this bill is all about? I don't think so, but that's not an excuse. He's in the Oval Office. Now, historically, when Mr. Biden was a senator, he was a tough guy, a very pro-cop senator. Quote, in 1989, violent thugs need to go to prison. Predators are on the streets. I say, lock the SOBs up. Again, that's a quote from Senator Biden, 1993. Quote, it doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society. I don't want to ask what made them do this. They must be taken off the street. Unquote. Tough guy Joe Biden back in 1993. One more. 1994. The truth is, every major crime bill since 1976 that's come out of this Congress, every minor crime bill, has had the name of the Democratic senator from the state of Delaware, Joe Biden. Law and order, Joe. But no longer. Now it's woke Joe. Today, it's tell me what to do, Joe, as the president is totally in the pocket of the far radical left. No one can honestly deny that. And the result is we are all in danger from criminals as violent crime explodes across the country. Again, that is the truth, and I am very worried about the United States of America. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And please check out my new book, Killing the Mob, the number one nonfiction book in the world. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 86 years ago this week, Babe Ruth hit home run number 714 at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. This was the final homer of Babe's legendary career. The record would stand for four decades. Here's the story behind baseball's greatest player ever. George Herman Ruth, born February 6, 1895 in Baltimore. Young George was a troublemaker. His parents had to send him to live at a convent, a Catholic convent, at the age of seven, because he refused to go to school. So he lived with the nuns at St. Mary's Church until he was 19 years old.
Then he was signed as a pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles, then traded to the Boston Red Sox. His teammates labeled him Babe for his childlike face and youthful features. To the great dismay of Boston fans, Babe Ruth was sold to the New York Yankees before the 1920 season. Babe Ruth switched to the outfield in the Bronx and hit more home runs than the entire Red Sox team for the next decade. One guy hits more than the entire team for 10 years. The Sultan of SWAT, or the Bambino, as Ruth was known, became the greatest attraction in baseball history. Babe Ruth dominated his era like no one else. 54 home runs in 1920 were more than the next three players in the league combined. He stole 123 bases in his career, 93 more than Joe DiMaggio. Ruth also hit 136 triples, and he was a chubby guy. The great Bambino retired in 1935, died of throat cancer in 1948. He was just 53 years old. And here's something else you might not know. Today, Babe Ruth's signature is the most coveted autograph for sports fans around the planet. A baseball signed by the Babe recently sold at auction for, ready, $400,000. Talk about a home run. Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With Heirloom Seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.